Republicans have passed the final version of the tax bill, sending it to President Trump's desk today for his signature. Except for a dozen lawmakers from high-tax states like New York and New Jersey, the bill won unanimous support from House Republicans. That includes Central Illinois Republicans Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood. Their two districts include parts of Bloomington Normal. Despite nonpartisan analysis and media reports that the bill will overwhelmingly benefit wealthier taxpayers and corporations, they say it's aimed at the middle class. GLT's Ryan Denham, the peripatetic Ryan Denham, able to track congressmen down simultaneously in mid-vote, spoke with Davis and LaHood by phone this morning from Washington.
Congressman Davis, why was this a bill you supported?
This is a great bill. This is one that's going to put more money in the pockets of middle-income and lower-income families right in central Illinois. The average taxpayer in this country, because of this bill, can be expected to pocket $1,200. It's their money. And we believe that by doubling the standard deduction, that you're going to see, instead of 75% of my constituents not itemizing, you're going to see 90 to 95% not have to itemize and save receipts and what have you, and be able to fill out their taxes on a postcard or a single sheet. That's what I came to Washington to do when I campaigned for this office 4.5 years ago. I said, well, I was going to come here and make the tax code that's 70,000 pages fairer, flatter, and simpler. And that's exactly what this bill does.
Congressman LaHood, what are some of the impacts potentially on business?
The other part of the bill is, how do we get the economy healthy again, thriving again, roaring again? And so there was an emphasis in this bill on giving tax relief or tax breaks to businesses. Whether you're a Main Street business in Bloomington Normal, whether you're a farmer in McLean County, whether you're State Farm or Caterpillar or ADM or a business in between, bringing down those corporate and business tax rates so that we can invest more in the economy. Talk to any business when they talk about what they're going to do with this extra money. They're going to hire more people, they're going to invest in higher wages, and they're going to reinvest in their company. We think that is a good thing in terms of creating jobs and economic opportunities, and I was proud to support the bill because of those things. And the last thing I will say on this, Ryan, is there were a number of ideas that were in the original bill that I thought needed to be changed and fixed and remedied, related to, deductions for teachers when it comes to school supplies. That needed to be put back in there. The historic tax credit needed to be put back in there, and it was. The tax-exempt status for private activity bonds, which helps a lot of our communities. The deduction for college expenses, again, was put back in there. And then also keeping tuition benefits for university employees tax-free, that was important also.
Congressman Davis, you've said that this bill focuses on middle-income earners. And yes, it does provide tax cuts to middle-income families. But just about every study and analysis that I've seen, and most media reporting on this, points to the wealthiest and corporations that'll see the biggest benefits. Can't both those things be true?
We had to write certain provisions in the individual tax portion of this to expire, like many, many tax provisions expire on an annual basis under the current code. And we can fix that. All we need are some Democrat votes in the Senate. And that's why when you look at the scoring, they're going to say 10 years from now, taxes are going to go up. Well, that's not going to be the case, because I'm going to introduce a bill that will actually make those individual tax rates permanent. So when the tax relief is compared to the current standards, you're going to continue to see tax relief across the board for all income levels. And that's exactly what we want. But the focus has been on middle income and lower income families, putting a higher percentage right back in their pockets.
Your statement that you put out today blamed Democrats' unwillingness to be part of the process as one reason why the tax cuts will expire in 2025. From the outside looking in, though, it's not the Democrats, but the Republicans that are responsible for the procedural rules being used to pass the bill. You guys do have control of both chambers. So why put that expiration issue on the Democrats?
Well, I wish the Senate would operate on a majority vote basis, just like the House does, but clearly they don't. They need 60 votes to break a filibuster, and that means we'd need 8 Democrats to help us do that. So provisions to have a majority vote only in the Senate have to go through what they call a reconciliation process. It's an arcane process that gives the Senate parliamentarian way too much authority. And we had to pass this bill because we got zero support from the Democrats in the Senate and in the House. And I would love for them to be able to support my bill that's going to be introduced that will make the individual tax rates permanent. And I look forward to them to working with me to do just that as we move into the end of this year and early next year. So we'll see if it's just empty rhetoric coming out of the Democrats in the Senate that they want to address the permanency of these tax cuts, or if they're actually going to put their vote where their rhetoric is and support my bill to make them permanent.
Congressman LaHood, why is there a disconnect between the things you say the bill will do and the way that people think about it? It remains fairly unpopular.
Maybe we need to focus a little bit more on the PR and the media aspect of it. But my own experience, I go back every single weekend to my district. When I talk about the details and we kind of sift through, get rid of the rhetoric, and people find out exactly how this affects them, they're supportive of it. But, you know, that again, that's going to take time and effort to do that. And I think we do need to do a better job on that and explaining to people on that.
That's Congressman Darren LaHood and Congressman Rodney Davis, two Central Illinois Republicans, voting today on final passage of the tax bill. I'm Ryan Denham.
President Trump has planned a White House event with lawmakers following the House action of finally approving the GOP tax bill.